Today, Shir in the Daf Yomi, we finish off the beautiful Masechta Moed Katan. We're going to pick up a couple of lines in the bottom of Chav Ches Omid Beis. Now, we're going to start officially six lines in the bottom. But why I said a couple of lines in the bottom is because we're actually going to start off with the Rabbeinu Chanana, which has a missing piece of Gemara over here. We start off with the words Omer of Yochanan, six lines from the bottom of Chav Ches Omid Beis. But in fact, if you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel on Chav Tes Omid Aleph, he brings down the gear. So Amar Yud Amar Rab, Hamenachamim, those that come to comfort somebody, Rashoyin Leishev El Agabi Karka. They're not allowed to go and sit on a high chair. They should also sit on the ground, just like the mourner. Shenemar, because he brings down the Pasuk, Vayeshu Ito La'aretz. When the people went to visit Eov, so he was Nebuchadnezzar mourning for all the terrible tragedies, all of his children were killed. So they all sat on the ground with him. So that's how we start off today's shir. Again, now we go to the Gemara, six lines at the bottom, where we follow that up with the statement from Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan says, this is something we learned in yesterday's shir, when Rabbi Shmuel first spoke to the four Tanoim that came to visit him to be menachim him for his four sons. So it said, that the people who are coming to visit the Ovel, this is a Loch Lamaisa, they shouldn't speak until they're spoken to. The Ovel should speak first. And even though sometimes silence is uncomfortable, that's the right thing. You sit there, Nebuchadnezzar, it's a very sad shiva, so you sit there and wait till the Ovel speaks to you. Ashivtach Ovel. And this is based upon Shedemar, and this is the same pasuk that we just brought down a minute ago from the Rabbeinu Chananel. Now we read the entire pasuk. Shedemar, the pasuk says, Vayeshvu ito la'aretz shivas yomim, and then it says afterwards, they didn't speak with him. The pasuk says, Achrechein, only after that, pasuk Eov is piu, Vayekalel es yomo. Only then did Eov speak up. And only then did the Menachemim say v'hadar. Subsequently, it says Vayan Eliphaz ha-Temani. Eliphaz ha-Temani spoke up only after that. So you see clearly from here, from both of these two, that they sat on the ground and that you don't speak until you're spoken to. Amar Rav Yehuda, the Gemara continues and says, Rav Yehuda tells us, Minayin li'avel shemesa berosh. How do we know that the avel sits at the head, so to say? Shenema, because the pasuk says, that we bring down this pasuk from Eov. Many of these drashos here are going to be from Eov. And he tells us, Evchar darkom ve'eshev rosh v'eshkon kemelech begedud kasher avelu minachem. So the pasuk says that I would sit at the head over here, and it would be like a king amongst all of his soldiers. And that's the way the person who's sitting in Avelu should be consoled, comforted by the people that are coming to be Menachem him. So Gemara says, wait a second, Yenachem, that implies Achrine Mashma, that implies that the people that are coming to be Menachem are the ones that are actually going and sitting at the head. So how can you tell me, Rabbi Yavo, that it means that the person in Avelu sits at the head? So Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak, no, you're reading it wrong. Yenachem Ksiv, the Pasuk should be read, Yenachem, in other words, he should be comforted, the one sitting at the head should be comforted. Alternatively, he says you can learn out this din from the following pasuk. This pasuk is from Amos, and it tells us, Visor mirzach siruchim, if you unfortunately go and mourn to an extreme amount, so mirzach nases sarlusruchim, so then the person who mourns, so he will be at the head, and everybody will have to come and comfort him. The Rabbeinu Chananel explains over here again on Chav Tes Omid Aleph, and he says Merzach is Nase Sar Lusruchim, that he'll be the leader over here of the Sruchim. Hamirzach Hua Evil, that's the one who's sinning Shiva. Klomar Hanizach B'Merirus, he's the one that's sad, so he's the one that will be sitting at the top. Where it says, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina tells us, Minayin L'chosin Shemesa Barosh. Similarly, just like the person Nebuch who's in Avelu sits at the head, how do we know that the Chosin sits at the head also? Shenema, because the Pasuk tells us, this is a Pasuk from Yeshaya, where it says, Kechosin Yechayin Pe'er. Just like the Chosin, he should be like a Kohen, and Ma Kohen Barosh, Av Chosin Barosh. Just like we have to put the Kohen at the head, so too the Chosin is like the Kohen, so he sits at the head. And not the Kohen, how do we know that he has to sit at the head? The Kohen Gufim in Olan, how do we know that? The Tanya Yerushalmi Shmuel, because Yerushalmi Shmuel's base medrash, they learn the following. The Pasuk says, Biki Dashto, Kislechem Elokech, Umakrib, you have to go and honor the Kohen, you have to sanctify the Kohen, make him holy. So that means the Chol Davish Mekdusha, that he gets everything first. And this Halacha L'maisa, even though it's not always practiced this way, the Kohen can be Meichel, but in general, the Kohen gets the first Aliyah. So Levtach Rishon, he always gets to read the Torah first. And he Levarach Rishon, you're supposed to let him be Mezamein, you're supposed to let him lead the benching. Litol Mona Yofim Rishon. Here, when you're passing around the food at the table, you're supposed to give to the Kohen the first dibs. He gets the first crack at the food that you're passing around. And in everything in life, you're supposed to be giving the Kohen the first opportunity at anything of importance. And that's a fulfillment of the words v'kidashto. So therefore, that's what they learned in the base of the Shor Shmuel, that we know the Kohen goes first, so too, the Chosin is compared. K'chosin yechayin pe'er. So the Kohen is the example, and the Chosin is like the Kohen, that he gets to go first as well. More continues over Rabbi Chanin, and Rabbi Chanin tells us, Koshi yitzias neshama nagov, that it's very difficult when the neshama leaves the body. And we turn to the final daf in this beautiful Masech, the Chof Tesam and Aleph, that the neshama, when it leaves the body, is like kitsi pori befi havoshet. Rashi says over here, kechevel is a rope, sheesh bo kesha, that has knots in it, v'yotze bekoshi minatorit, and you're pulling it out through the mast of the ship. So it goes out through a hole, but it has knots in it, so it's really difficult to pull it out. And that's when the neshama is attached very much to the guf. So then when the nebuch, the person dies, so the neshama doesn't want to leave the body. It enjoyed being, so to say, with the body. So it's like pulling it out like knots through a very narrow hole. Alternatively, Rav Yochanan Amar, Kipitire Befi Voshet. What does that mean? So Rashi tells us over here, Shekoshrin Shtei Svinos Biachad. This is the rope that connects two boats together. And you're going to try to pull the ropes through very tiny holes so the boats stay together. So when you're going to remove that, it's very difficult to remove it. And that's again, when the neshama is nebuch attached very much to the body, so removing it at death can be very painful and difficult. The Gemara concludes this beautiful Masechta with the following ideas. Lama Rabbi Levi Bar Chayotza. Rabbi Levi Bar Chayotza says the following. Masechta Sashah says you could delete the Vav, just to be Omar Rabbi Levi Bar Chayotza. Haniftar min ames. When somebody says Nebuch goodbye to a dead person, when Nebuch, you're leaving the Levaya, and you're saying goodbye to the dead person, lo yoma lo, you don't say to the dead person, so to say, lech l'shalom, you should go two piece, le shalom, Eli, you say lech bishalom, you go with what you have. There's no more opportunity for you to bring shalom, so to say, whatever shalom you have, whatever you've earned in your lifetime, that's what you have. So lech bishalom, go take what you have earned in this world and bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, when you're leaving a live person, so then don't say lo yomalo lech bishalom, because that's basically cursing him, saying that's all you got is what you have right now. Eli say lech lishalom, you should go towards reaching either greater levels of shalom. In other words, you still have much to accomplish in this world. And the Gemara says, Aniftar min ames, Nebuch, when a person leaves a dead person and he says goodbye for the last time, lo yomalo lech lishalom, that's what we just said. You don't say lishalom because that person doesn't go towards his peace. He has what he has. Elech bishalom, you take whatever you've earned, and that's what you bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And where do we see this from? Shinema, because it says by Avram Avinu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, you're going to die, he says, Vato tovo al v'secha bishalom, tikover b'seva tova. He tells him that you're going to go to your fathers, in other words, you're going to go to your burial, bishalom, with what you've accomplished in this world. As opposed to, aniftar min hachayim, when you're leaving a live person, you say goodbye to him, don't say bishalom, lo yom alo, lech bishalom, don't say go with what you have, that's a curse basically, don't tell me you're not going to earn anything else. Ella, what you say is, ella lech lishalom, you should go towards your shalom, in other words, you should go higher and higher, you should go and elevate yourself to even greater levels of achievement. And we see this, shari David, shalom, avshalom, lech bishalom, David mistakenly told avshalom, go bishalom with your peace. So halach v'nisla. So Avshalom went and ultimately was hung and he died. Yisro, as opposed to, however, Shiyom Moshe, he said lech l'shalom. Yisro said to Moshe Rabbeinu, go lishalom. So halach v'itzliach. He was, of course, became Moshe Rabbeinu and he was very successful. Similarly, Yom Rabbi Levi said, "Kol Yosi Beisak Knesses LeBeisam Medrash, or Beisam Medrash LeBeisak Knesses." When a person goes from Shul to the Beis Medrash, after you daven in the morning, you're supposed to go to Beis Medrash, or you're coming from the Beis Medrash, you're supposed to learn before you daven. Beis Medrash LeBeisak Knesses. In both of these situations, such a person is doing the right thing. Zolcha Mekabel Pnei Shechina. You're doing the right thing. You'll be zolcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with you. Shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, a famous pasuk from Tehillim, which we say all the time, Yelchu Mechayil Elchoyel. When we wish somebody who did something well, you should continue to do well. We're finishing Masechta Moed Katan right now. So we say, we go Mechayil Elchoyel. We should go to Be'ezus Hashem, start Chagiga tomorrow. So a person should go Mechayil Elchoyel. Yeroi Elokim B'tzion. And you should appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Tzion. In other words, this Mechayil Elchoyel idea is that when you're doing the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you many opportunities to do the additional right thing. B'der Sh'adam Holech Molichin Oso. So therefore, you should go Mechayil Elchoyel. Person is successful in something. We always wish him, just like he was successful in this, you should go on to greater successes. That's the whole idea. Lech Lishalom. You should go and continue to go and achieve great things. Finally, the Gemara concludes and says, Amar Rechia Barashi Amar Rav. Rechia Barashi said the name of Rav. Talmidei Chachamim Ein Lehem Menucha Afilu Olam Haba. Talmidei Chachamim won't have any rest, even in the Olam HaEmes, even in the world to come. Why is that, Shenema? Because the pasuk says that we just wrote down from Tehillim, Yelchu Mechayel Uchoyel Yeroa El Elokim B'tzion. What does this mean? That if a person is constantly learning Torah, going from the Beis Medrash to the Beis HaKnesses, and from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis Medrash, as Rashi says, so he'll be zochet to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'tzion, and this will continue in the Olam HaEmes. Rashi the Ksiv Yad says this is a shevach l'shabeach komar v'holchem migan eden l'rokia l'rokia l'gan eden. Just like they went from the Beis Medrash to the Beis Knesset, the Beis Knesset to the Beis Medrash, they go from the different levels of Gan Eden to the Rokia, the higher levels in Shamayim, and back and forth v'lismoach, and they'll be very, very happy. Shenemar yelchu mechayel luchayel v'ira elokim b'tzion. This will be the same over here in this world as it will be in Shamayim. They will be zochet to constantly be b'ziv hashchina. They'll be basking in the glory of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kain Yehi Ratzon. This concludes this beautiful Masechta of Moed Katan, and we start a Mitzvah Shem Chagiga tomorrow. I also want to invite everybody, we're also at the very same time, going Michael Chayil, speaking very appropriately, I'm finishing B'ezus Hashem, the Dirshu Mishnah Brua, and we're going to have a big Siyum this Shabbos, Parshas Tzitzaveh, at the Young Israel of Woodmere. Those that live in the neighborhood, please join us. We have Rabbi Moshe Howard Shlita, the Executive Director of the Orthodox Union, the OU, will be a scholar in residence. He'll be giving a shir klali for the entire neighborhood on Friday night. There's also a special dinner. People are interested, they live in the neighborhood, want to come to the dinner with friends at the shul, by all means, please call the shul and sign up. And he'll be giving shiurim over Shabbos, and then Matzi Shabbos will be both in person as well as be live streamed for those people that can't come in person. We'll have a very special siyum for the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, and I invite people who are doing the Daf Yomi to consider doing that as well. The new cycle starts on February 20th. I have Be'ezus Hashem already available on OU Torah online, and we'll hopefully even have some discs for people that want to plug into the computer. The entire Orachayim Mishnah Brura available on 2,000 shiurim. Online, it's available right now in the OU Torah, and please join us in this new Yomi type of learning, which is a wonderful thing. It's actually not Yomi, it's 5 days a week, and there's 2 days to Chazer, so people have an opportunity to Chazer, which is always very, very important, and I encourage you to please join us, even if you're not doing it now, to consider joining us at Matzah Shabbos at the Siyum at the Young Israel of Woodmere from 7:30 to 9. It'll be with a free Malava Malka, and the program will be a short program. There'll be a video and some drushos, not a very long program. There'll be food and socializing in a B'chavadika way, and everybody's welcome to please join us this Matzah Shabbos, a week from now, Parshas Tetzaveh, Matzei Shabbos, February 12th. Please call the Young Israel of Woodmere or email me if you want any further information about this beautiful Siyum. Again, we conclude Masechtas Moed Katan, going Michael Choyal. We start Masechta Chagiga, the last Masechta in Seder Moed, tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem. Thank you for listening.